On today's episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand, I am going to be talking all about how to work with an agency. The do's, the don'ts, the good, the bad, all of that kind of stuff. You know, a lot of you are working with agencies. The demand for agencies has never actually been higher from what we've seen. We saw a really great thing on Google Trends the other day on agencies, and there's never been more demand for agencies. So we're all working with agencies. You know, even behind me here, it says agencies suck. We understand the agency side, but I want to talk today about how to work with an agency to get the best possible experience from an agency. And I'm going to give you a bit of a clue. It also will help you in your relationships and it'll help you in your friendships and all of that kind of stuff. And I think that we could all learn a little bit about this as I've looked at some of my agency previous relationships as well. And I've been able to be on both the client and the agency side. And so I think this is going to be a good discussion here and looking forward to this one, guys. You're not going to want to miss this one. Hey guys, are you a scaling e-commerce brand this year? I imagine you are, or maybe you're just trying to save some cash. Let me share one of the best kept secrets in managing inventory, Finale Inventory. Honestly, I've been using Finale for about 4 years now. I love when sponsors come on this podcast that I have actually used and I absolutely love. And I've witnessed its impacts firsthand. As Finale celebrates its 10th year, it's empowered thousands of brands across various industries, from food and beverage to electronics to apparel, like in our case, auto parts, and yes, even fireworks. That's actually how they started. They've helped them manage their inventory and warehouses efficiently. This platform has been instrumental in preventing overselling, improving efficiencies, and enabling rapid scaling for growth. I want to tell you, the reason that we went to them is because we were having massive overselling issues. And when we went to Finale, it almost solved them overnight. One of their success stories involves scaling a brand from 755,000 to 75 million. Sellers have seen their return rates reduced by 40%, and countless hours have been saved off warehouse workflows, which we have seen personally, absolutely seen. The value Finale inventory brings to the table is truly remarkable. And here's some exciting news for you. You can get 20% off the first 6 months when you sign up as a new user with the code UPGROWTH2024. Go to finaleinventory.com and start your free trial and take advantage of this special offer. Remember, it's probably a lot more affordable than you actually think. And I know I'm always surprised when I see how small that bill is. Remember, use UPGROWTH2024 at finaleinventory.com. Now to today's episode. Hey guys, Jordan West, back with another episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am actually filming this one nice and early. I've actually already been up and working for about an hour, but it is 5:30. Been hitting it a little early and a little bit hard. I don't know what is going on with me right now, but really enjoying that in my life. Anyway, that's not what this episode is all about. This episode this morning is all about how to work with agency. The do's, the don'ts, the responsibilities on either side, how exactly this works and how to get the best possible results from your agency, but also the best possible relationship. This is a relationship that is really important for you. And if you treat it like an adversarial relationship, or you treat it like a sort of like employee-employer relationship, you're not going to get what you want out of an agency, right? You're just not, unfortunately. And I wish I could tell you different, but there's a lot of nuances when it comes to this relationship. And I think that it goes without saying that it's very, very similar to any kind of relationship that you have. And a lot of the principles that we're going to talk about today really are, you know, go across a lot of these places. And I think work in friendship and in your marriage and with your employees and all of these things. So number one, don't assume, right? So don't assume that your agency knows what you know, right? One thing that I've heard and one thing that I've done quite a bit is I just assume that people have the same kind of knowledge that I have about my business, right? And that they understand what my projections are and that my hopes are. And that's not always the case. And so I think that over communicating and not expecting that the other person does. I had an old business partner right now that would get really mad at employees and be like, oh, I just can't believe they're doing this. And I'm like, oh, awesome. Well, why don't we talk to them about that? And we'll make sure to set expectations. He's like, no, they should just know. No, no, that's actually not the case, right? They shouldn't just know. And if you think that, then goes the problem maybe with you, right? And so I think that making sure to over communicate those things. So let's talk some real life sort of examples, right? So an agency can think that they are absolutely crushing for a client. Like, awesome. You know, we were able to get the efficiency down because we had talked in a previous meeting about efficiency. We were able to get all of these things down. Things are going in a really good direction. Oh, we're not happy. We're not happy. Oh, how come? What seems to be the issue? Oh, we had a goal that was this high. Oh, okay. Do we know about that goal? No, but you should. And so things like that, I think, are really difficult when expecting an agency to run your business and know your business the way that you do, I don't think is necessarily a fair thing. So continuing, so if the agency doesn't understand that, hey, we want to, for instance, 4X what our previous results were the previous month, that's going to tank efficiency by a magnitude. And then number two, just making sure that they understand, right, that they have access to all of that and that they're ramped up for that. So rather than talking in generalities, let's talk in specifics, right? And I found that I used to do that all the time. I used to talk in generalities and I used to assume that people knew what I knew and that they were at the same level as me. And that's not to say that, you know, people are not at the same level or that some sort of, you know, I'm trying to think what exactly I'm trying to say through that. But people will never care and know about your business, even agencies, the same way that you do. Does that make them bad? Absolutely not. But they need to know and they need to have that same knowledge and wisdom that you have. I think that's a really, really important part of all of this, right? That they need to be on the same page. And it's frankly, it's the responsibility of the brand to make sure that they actually understand completely what's going on. Another thing too, and it's funny, I haven't talked about this a ton and it's a huge issue because I'm in a lot of brand circles of the brands that I own. And then I'm in a lot of agency circles just because I do a lot of coaching with agencies and all of that kind of stuff. There's this phrase that if wherever you go, you see people that are mad around you or something like that. Maybe you need to take a look at yourself, right? And so I call this the three agency rule, right? If you've gone through two agencies, that's okay. It takes a little while to go through, right? If you're now in your third agency, or if you've gone through three agencies and now you're moving on to your fourth, it might be something to do with you. And so this isn't a blame sort of thing. This is more of a, let's take a look at what we can do as a brand. Because guys, I'm talking to myself right now. I hope you know that. I hope you understand that I am also talking to myself. When I see these things in clients, and we work with a lot of clients spending a little bit, a lot of clients spending a ton of money. I see these relational nuances happen. And in the moment, unless I'm coaching a client, also, it's very difficult to have those difficult conversations with people to let them know sort of where the responsibilities all lie. And so for me, I like to take full responsibility, which sometimes is really tiring, to be totally honest. It's really tiring being on both sides. Today's sponsor is Finale Inventory, a tool that I have personally used and loved for years. To me, it really stands out as the solution for accurate and efficient inventory management. It's trusted by thousands of brands. Finale offers seamless integration with over 80 sales channels, including TikTok shops, featuring customizable workflows and reporting to streamline your operations and scale with ease. Prevent overselling, maximize profitability, whether you're managing multiple sales channels, expanding your product range, or seeking ways to reduce operational costs. With Finale, you're equipped with the tools needed to succeed in today's e-commerce landscape. Interested in seeing how Finale can streamline your business operations? Visit finaleinventory.com and go check out the demo. I also do have a nice little promo code for you. Try Upgrowth 2024 for 20% off your first 6 months if you are a new user. Enhance your inventory management by visiting finaleinventory.com. Now back to today's episode. But I think that there's something to be said in this really special relationship that you have with an agency. And there's this trust that goes along with it. But alongside of that, I think that is really this communication piece. And so if you're thinking to yourself, I have gone through about 3 or 4 agencies in the last year or two. What did I do, right? And so starting to learn from that, I think, is really important. Does that mean that you need to stay with your agency right now? No, that doesn't mean that. No, not at all. But think about what you're going to change, because if you're going to go in, so here's another thing that I like that I see is a very toxic sort of client trait. Generalities, right? Or pointing in one direction. Yes, we love that. We love that. We love that. And then the next day changing all, right? And again, that's something that I've totally done. I think it comes down to a lot of us that have grown businesses into mid 7 figures, 8 figures. We didn't do this on purpose. We did this by accident. It just kind of happened. And that's also beautiful, right? It's beautiful that we've done this. And so alongside of this doesn't really come MBAs, right? We don't have all of these things and all of these tools in our tool belt. And if we're not being mentored constantly by somebody who's ahead of us, and I think that's one big shout out for mentoring. And the mentor that I work with has run $100 million companies and been the CEO there and made some really big mistakes and really helps with another thing to bring up too, is trying not to bring emotions and inflammatory language into your relationship with your agency. And I think that's a really, really big one there because, and again, I actually got this from my mentor as well. And again, guys, I am guilty. Just so you know, like, there's no world in which I have not been guilty of this. I friggin' lose it sometimes, and I don't have a great filter. And so there's times where I instead will just be like, no, I'm micromanaging this. I know I'm micromanaging, and that's fine because this is what I want to get out of it. I think that there's a time where that's okay, but let me tell you a better way. Let me tell you, as my mentor would say, a different way. And the different way really has to do with how we communicate. And so you can use a few different ways to communicate. And I'm sure if you guys are parents, you'll understand this as well. So you can respond in kind, right? And you can respond with inflammatory language. And guys, why are you not doing this? What is going on? What ends up happening is you're never going to get what you want out of a relationship like that, unless you have somebody on the other side who is incredibly emotionally evolved and actually understands, like, I understand what's going on here. I understand what you're going through and all of that kind of stuff. But really, at the end of the day, what comes down to when you respond like that to your agency, and I know a lot of us are A players, and we expect everyone around us to get the things that are in our, right? No one ever will unless you communicate them. They just won't. Even your A players will not understand. And so when that happens, what happens in your brain is you go from being in your prefrontal cortex where you can be creative and you can be all of these things, right? You go from that into fight or flight, where you can't make good decisions. Now you start to make really rash, bad decisions. Does anyone else resonate with that? Making these rash decisions, because what ends up happening, and it doesn't, like, if you get a message that's fairly inflammatory, or let's just say email after email after email, or all of these things, you can no longer make good decisions, right? And so making sure that the communication that you have with your agency is on a human to human sort of level. And I think it even goes beyond that, because I think what the beautiful part is, and as I'm saying this, I'm really trying to work out the nuances here, is this is a peer-to-peer relationship, right? I think what can happen in an agency relationship, especially if you've gone through a few agencies in the past, there ends up being this hierarchy, and you think that you are somehow above an agency because you're paying them, right? At the end of the day, that's just not true, right? Again, I've been on both sides of the coin, and I see that. I see that in these relationships. And instead of partners, what ends up happening is it ends up being people feeling above the other, right? In some sort of way. And I don't think it happens on purpose, but I think that there's a lot of toxicity in it. And so really, my episode today is just to help us. I've seen this happen to me. It's happened to me actually pretty recently, guys, with an agency that I was working with on something. And I'm noticing it in myself. And then I notice it occasionally at our agency. And I just wanted to point it out. And there's no judgment in it. I think it's really one of the most beautiful things that we can do is continue to be better versions of ourselves. And so as we grow our personal development and then also our business development, because really at the end of the day, they kind of coincide, right? As we grow in those ways, learning how to be more effective, I think, is the key of it, right? I know, you know, I have three kids, and I know as a parent, yelling at my kids, it's just not effective. It doesn't work. And so if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, right, at some point, you're the crazy one. And I'm realizing in certain places of my life where I've continued to do the same thing over and over, expect the different results. And I'm realizing that I am the crazy one. And so this is a bit of a message for me, and this is a bit of a message for a lot of you out there. You know, there's thousands of you guys who listen to this podcast, and I can imagine that 99% of you guys are A players. And it's really difficult when you think that you can see a solution that other people aren't. And I think that there is a point that you need to understand where someone maybe just doesn't get it, right? In EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System, we have a really quick way to judge employees, right? Gets it, wants it, and has capacity for it. And so going through that with your agency, I think, is great. Also doing a core values fit with your agency too. So if you don't have core values, right? Those aren't fluffy things. Those are things that are absolutely essential to your business, right? And being able to understand, like, oh, okay, is this agency a fit, right? One of the things that we have at the agency is a bias for action. It's one of our core values. And so we're constantly looking at that in our employees and realizing, oh, okay, I understand actually this is a core values fit, because a bias towards action is a core value, right? Do we wait for things to happen, or do we make things happen? And so it's things that I think about a lot. So anyway, guys, I hope this was encouraging. I know I needed to work through some of this with some things that I have done recently. And realized, oh yeah, that's right. That's right. The problem's with me today. And so I hope that this was encouraging. If it was, I would love for you guys. I get so many people reaching out to me on LinkedIn just saying, hey, that episode was awesome. If this one was encouraging to you or this affected you in any sort of way, please feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn or Twitter. This one was a little bit more from the heart. So I hope that this one helped you guys today. All right. Bye.
Hey guys, just wanted to say thanks again so much for listening to the podcast. If I could ask one favor of you, it would be to share this with your other e-commerce store owner friends. We want everyone in the e-com space to be listening to this podcast, and lots of you guys already are, and we really, really appreciate that. One last thing before you go as well is we are offering to our podcast listeners a free e-commerce growth plan where we go from strategy to sale with your brand in this e-commerce growth plan. So feel free to go to www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow and apply for a free growth plan today. Thank you all again so much for listening.